Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Savior, indeed I'm desperate for you, oh God. I thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness, oh God. Thank you for who you are, O God of gods, Jesus. Hallelujah. Maka iba shikiri dosa. Riba ya karaba kashikiri basa. Nidi di 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 kosha. Kariba ya kapasa. Nidi di 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 basha karabosa. Maka raba kashikiri di 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 basha karabosa. Kiri bada boko basha. Kiri di basa di di di. Maya karaboko basa di 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 karabosha di 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 karabakashi di 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 basa takabasha kadiba moko basha karabasa di 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 kapaya karabosa di 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 karabakashi kiri baya kabosa ayamba di 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 korabasa di 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 kopasha kadibasa di 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 rikamba ya karabasha kiri bosa di 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 kabasha karabakasa di 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 basha kadibo Kabasha kidididi kubasa da karabasa didididi usha karabosa didididi rimba ya karabu kubasha kidididi kurabasa da mushin didikidi kureba kabasha kidididi rimba ya karabu kubasha kidididi kurabasa didididi Maya basa na da karabo shiki di basa da di 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 baya karabo shiki di basa di di rimo ko basha kadi basa di 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 baka shikarabo ko basa da da di di rima ya kadi basa de 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 ko basha karabasa da di 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 bo shikarabakasa re kadi maya na na di 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 basha karabo ko basa di 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 ko basha karabo ko basa da da re kadi Ya karabo sa di 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 korabakashi ki di 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 basa da da rabasi ki di 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 karabo kopashi ki di 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 basa da 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 rikumbayati si di 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 basha karabo kopasa di 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 ba Father God we thank you indeed we thank you for this blessed morning shakari basa di 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 kopasa it's taken your hand it's taken your mercy it's taken your grace okori basha not of our own human effort, not of our own ability, not of our own capacity, oh God, but it's your goodness. It is your grace, it is your kindness. It is your faithfulness, oh God, that has given us the ability to be awake this morning, to be in your presence, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, our God, Jesus. Thank you indeed for the chance of life, for the gift of life, oh God, for the gift of family of God for the gift of one another. Shakariba sedididika bakasada. Indeed, we give you glory. Makariba shakididididi boko basha karada basa edikara boko basa da didi. Reba ya kaboshi edididi bosa da da. Rekariba sedidikara basa edididi. Omakashi edimara sedididi boko sa edididi. Oh God, oh I need. I need you. Oh, I need you. Thank you, Lord. Every hour I need you. My one defense. Shakarabaka baka baka shake de 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 bosa di 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 karabaka shakaraka ba rekodi ba shake de 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 bosa di 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 koraba shakaraboko basa di 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 rima ya na 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 kabo shake de de ba da karaboko ba shake de 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 bosa da 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 rima ya karabaka se de 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 korabaka shake de de karaboko ba shake de Jesus shake de karabaka se de de You are sweet. Makarabaka shikidikora bakasidikerikere arabaka boshikidibasa da da da. Thank you indeed. Your word is great in our lives. Your word is mighty, oh God. You are great, Father. You're a great King, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, we can trust in you. We can depend upon you, God, oh God, Jesus. We can depend upon your promises, oh God. They are yes and amen, oh God, oh God, Jesus. It doesn't matter what indeed we've gone through. We have seen your hand, oh God, We need you more and more. We need you. I need you. I need your presence, oh God. I need your hand, oh God, oh God, Jesus. I need you. We need you as a people, oh God. We need you as a nation, oh God. We need you as a church. We need you as a family, oh God. We need you as individuals, oh God. Indeed, we need your hand to touch us, oh God. Your hand to heal us, oh God. Your hand to cover us, oh God. There's someone in need of your protection, oh God. There's someone in need of your healing. There's someone in need of your guidance, oh God. There's someone in need of your word. There's someone who needs encouragement this morning, oh God. I speak a release of grace, oh God. I speak a release of grace this morning. Shikiri para kapashen. Thank you, the Lord. You are the Spirit of grace. Shiri marabasi marabakase ete pashe karaboko pasada. Reba ya karabose de korabakashi de korabase de. Makaribaya karaboshi kede de bahasa da 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 karaboshi kede bosa da di di korabasa kede ba rekaribaya karaboso do 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 kapashi kede de korabasa de remaya karaboso de di karaboso do de di bahasa kede de bar rabaya karaboso do da da kapashi kede de bahasa kede bahasa kede de bosa da da rekaboshi kede bar rekaboshi kede bosa da 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 rekaribashi kede de bahasa da kai. That you grant us a place of utterance, oh God. You give grant us a place of utterance. You open up the door. Rika di ba shi idi di ba sanada. We need the door. Kuri ba shi idi ba rabakase idi ba shi idi di ba. Thank you indeed that your grace is all that we need. Kuri ba shi idi ba sanada. The grace is all that we need. Rika di ba shi idi ba sakada ba shi idi ba rabuko ba shi. Oh God, indeed, heal our lands, oh God, heal our nations, revive us again, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Thank you indeed for the victory, oh God. The victory belongs to the saints, oh God. Revive us. Shada bakarabakase kede de bakasa. Remaya karabase kede de bash kede de basa da da da. Revive us, O Kori Bashi in the Basa da da da. We need you more and more, Kori Bashi Kadabara Baba. We need you. We need your presence. Shidimana Kadibashi in the Basa di Debo Arabaka Arabaya Karaboko Basa di Karabasa da da. Grant us the grace. Grant us the grace. Grant us the ability, O God. Grant us the patience, O God. Grant us the faithfulness, O God. We need you more and more, Kori Bakashi in the Intervene, my Father. Intervene, oh God. Intervene in situations that look impossible, oh God. Intervene in dead situations, oh God. Intervene in situations that look that they are hopeless, oh God. Intervene, oh God. There's that person who's trusting you, oh God, for breakthrough, oh God. For breakthrough, oh God. The forgotten brother, the forgotten sister, oh God. That marriage that is on the rocks, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Oh my God, you are able. You are more than able. Shadi kariba, sikiri, buri kariba, ribari kariba, kaboko washikini bara kabo sedede. You are more than able. Shari bara boso kodi ba shikada bara bada kada ba kaya kaba ya karabo solo di ba rika di ba ya kabo rika bi gashikini bara basa na na di di kora ba kashikini bara basa di 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 rika di ba ya karabo soko di bara kaba shikini di bara ba kase di 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 rika di bo shikini di ba sa na 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 rika di ba shikini di bo sa na 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 rima da karabo shikini di ba sa na di 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 kora ba sa na 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 rika di ba shikini di bo sa na 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 bo shikini di ba sa na na karabo solo di di ba rika di ba shikini di ba sa di 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 rika di ba ya karabo solo di di ba ya karabo solo di di ba shikini di ba rika di ba sa di 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 kora ba sa na 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 rima ya karabo solo di 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 bo shikini di ba shikini di ba sa di 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 ba rika di bo shikini di kora ba ka shikini di 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 ba sa ini karabo solo do do rika di ba shikini di di bo raba sa ka na 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 ma rika di ba shikini di di ba sa di 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 na rika di ba shikini di di kora ba sa di 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 karabo solo do 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 rima ya karabo sa ka na ba sa ka di 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 Marabas in the bar, Rabas and the Bosch in the Banakanabukobas in the bar, Rikubas and the Wiskata Rikaribas in the Basakanaba, all works of the enemy, Koribaka Shiki, the Barabaka Shiki, the Bosanada, all foundations of the enemy, Karabas in the Basanadaba, that have been raised up against us, against you, Gorabaka Shiki, the Basada. We bind them in the name of Jesus, we bind them, Shakaribas, Siki, the Bosakaniba, Rikabika Shiki, the Bokubas. Oh God, we need you. Mukuriba shikidi koraba sakadaba. Make a way where there is no way. Koriba shakaraba kasadara. We need to experience your hand, your faithfulness, your grace, your kindness, oh God. Guide us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Walk with us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. We need your hand. Rika baka shikidi baraka sakadaba. Oh, release your mercy. Koriba shikidi ba. Rika di ba shikidi bo shakada. Rika di ba shakada. Release it, kidi ba shikidi. He come to the boardroom, to the throne of grace and mercy, oh God, that he may receive grace for our time of need. Oh God, Makarababa shikini de bana kaba 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 shikini de de karabo shikini de de karabo shikini de de basa da 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 rekaraba kashikini de karaba kaba shikini de 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 rekariba shikini de de koraba kashikini de mosa da da karaba shikini de 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 rekoriba shikaraba sa da 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 rekaraba kashikini de mosa da karaba kaba shikini de 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 rekariba shikini de karabo sa da da karabo sa de 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 ka rekarabo sa ka da karaba kashikini de karabo Kashikin in the Carabus, Nodada, Rekariba, Shikin in the Carabus, Nadada, Remata, Caraba, Shikin in the Kurabas, Araba, Shikin in the Basanada, Remasha, Carabaka, Shikin the Basanada, Rikadiba, Shikin in the Bosan and the Carabus, Remasa, Carabus, Shikin the Bashik and the Carabus, Remaya, Caraba, Shikin in the Carabus, Rikadiba, Shikin in the Basan. Rekariba shikini de bosa da da mokori ba shikini de ba shikini de karabu sololo de ba shikini de ba remata ka shikini de ba sa da da karabu sololo do ko ba shikini de de ka rekarika ba ka ba shikini de ba sa da 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 rekariba shikini karaba shikini de karabu sa da da mikiri di kuri ba shikini ba sa da 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 maraba shikini de karabu sololo ko raba shikini de mikaraba sa da 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 ba ka shikini de karaba shikini de ba ka ba Rekariba shikini de kaba kaba shikini de rekaraba shikini de karakaba kaba shikini de rekariba shikini de bosada ambaya di ambaya de karase de karabo solo lulu koraba kaba shikini de koraba kaba rekariba shikini de karaba sada de rekaraba kashikini de rekariba shikini de ba shikini de ba mukoraba shikini de ba sada de mikuri kashikini de de corabasse de gede reka de basse de bosse de araba ya karabo so do do bosse de basse de ba mi karika se de baraka bosse de reka di basse de basse de reka di basse de bosse de barabo so do de basse de basse de rema ya karabo so do de basse de basse de reka di basse de reka di madaka da bakasa da reka di basse de basse da reka di basse de karabos de karabos do do de karabos de kada kapa reka di basse de basse de karabos de Rika bashika de basa da Rika di bashika de bosa da Moko bashika de karabasa de karakaba kaba Rika di bashika de karabaka bashika de Rika da bakasika de ko Rika da bakabashika de karabosa de Rika di bashika de karabosa de Rika di bashika de karabosa de Mi arabasa de Moko rabashika de barakaba carry me with your grace, O God. Carry me with your grace, O God. Oh, lift me with your grace. Oh, God, call us deeper, oh God. Deep calls unto deep in the roar of your waterfall, oh God. You're calling us deeper. Marabo shake the button. Release your grace, O God. Release your grace, O God. Release your mercy, O God. Release your favor, O God. Release your hand, O God, O God, Jesus. Pour out your spirit, O God. Pour out your spirit, O God. Pour out your mercy, O God. Pour out your understanding, O God. Pour out your grace, O God. We need you more and more. Oh, release your favor. Release your favor, O God. We need unmerited favor.
Thank you, Lord.
We are in your presence, O God. We can hear from you, O God. Thank you that we can be taught by you, O God. Do not take it for granted, O God. Speak to us this morning, O God, in a language that we understand, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, for your mercy, and your grace, O God. We honor, we adore you, and we give you glory. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Praise God. Indeed, it's another good morning that God has given us to just spend time with him. And I know it is not in vain. I'll keep encouraging us. Let's keep at it. Let's keep the faithfulness, whether it is at a different time. I know that there is a reason why God calls us to that place of prayer.
And it's just a place of intimacy. It's just a place of where you can just spend time with your Father, speak to Him, pour out your heart. You can pray in tongues, you can pray in any language that you want, but just spend your intimacy and give Him your time, give Him your heart, give Him everything that concerns you. And you can speak to Him and learn to pray for yourself. I know people love to be prayed for, but learn to really pray for yourself. It's okay to be in a place where all you will answer is the amen, yes, I receive, but it's another thing where you are in that place where you can also pray for yourself. And that is moving away from the belief that you need someone to pray for you, or you need someone else to pray for you, but also moving to the place where you can actually learn to pray for yourself. And I pray that you will be encouraged even through these videos and even through these sessions to know that God is calling you and calling me to a deeper place of prayer, deeper place of intimacy. And this is just what we will keep doing as long as God helps us. And so today I wanted to tackle the grace, just basically the grace of prayer, and in a way a bit define what is grace. So maybe topic might be grace or grace of prayer, but I want us to just have a perspective of prayer, look at the different definitions, or rather different understandings of the use of grace, and based on that come up to a place where at least we can draw a balance of what grace is and why we should know that we have grace and why we need grace and what it means for our lives. Because I believe there's a lot of abuse of grace. There are those people who, you know, take it to the extreme, and they're living wicked lives, they're living lives of sin, and that they're claiming that they're under grace, that God has forgiven them. It doesn't matter what they do, how they live, and those ones have used it as a license for sin. And that is not the kind of grace that we are talking about, or rather the kind of grace that God expects us of believers to have. So maybe let's just, we'll do a couple of readings. But I wanted us to think of grace in the following ways. First of all, I want us to think of grace as the saving grace. What is the saving grace? And the saving grace is the grace that gives us the ability to be saved. And this we can read in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and we can read it from 8 to 9. So maybe if you can just go there, Ephesians chapter 2, so that we can have an understanding of the saving grace. So the Bible tells us, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Okay? So we can see it is by grace. Huh? Maybe if I look at New Living Translation, it says God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for it, for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So grace, when we look at the New Testament, the word is charis, and this is a word that is like graciousness, is like the mercy, is like the description, you can say, one that gives you pleasure, delight, favor, loveliness. Like if you find someone who has the grace for something, you can say that this is a person that is gifted or charismatic. Like you can find a musician and they effortlessly release new songs or something like that. And you can say this person has the grace for singing. And you can clearly see that the person is favored. The person has a uniqueness about them that gives them that extra oil or extra anointing that distinguishes them from others. So in that you will say this person has a unique grace. This person has something that gives them that is unique, delightful, something that is sweet about them, something that is like it's like loveliness, something that has gives them the grace over something. Yeah. So that is like charis, which is like gifting grace. Huh? Now, the saving grace that I was trying to start with is the what I will call the loving kindness of God, or the unmerited favor, or the goodwill of God. And this, I can call it, is a form of like election. This saving grace is where God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be conformed to the image of his son, to be conformed to the image of his likeness. And that tells us that God saw us from our families, he saw us from our lineage, he saw us even before we were formed and put in our mother's womb, and he put his finger on us. Now, you can never explain why, like for example, you can ask, but why did God choose to save Saul and make him to become Paul? Saul was persecuting the church. He was zealous in the things of being a Pharisee in the persecution of the church. Yesterday we were looking at that. In that he persecuted the church. He was the one who was giving delight and recognizing that, oh, this is where they placed their things, their clothes on him while they were stoning Stephen. But God puts his finger on him, and out of his goodwill, out of his mercy, out of his loving kindness, out of his favor, he decides, no, of all the people that are affecting me or that are fighting against me, I choose you, Saul, to be my chosen instrument to take the gospel to the Gentiles. So this is like a goodwill. It's like unmerited favor. And where God divinely elects you, that is a grace of God. So anyone who has come to Christ, anyone who has come to the knowledge of God, is actually divinely favored and divinely loved of God, and God has expressed God's mercy and his kindness towards you. And by that grace, it will keep you, it will strengthen you, it will guide you, and it will, you know, it will watch over you. And what we can see from where we have read, that the grace of God is a gift. Salvation is a gift. So it is just by the mercy of God that we have been chosen. We have been saved, and that means that no one can boast. So when we say that we are coming to grace, we have been saved by grace, we know that it has not been our effort, it has not been our ability, but God just put his finger on us and said, I love you, I have chosen you. It's not because of your goodness, it's not because of how much effort you have put in, but I have just poured out my mercy and kindness on you. And I believe that is a saving grace that God gives us. The also aspect, another aspect that God teaches us about saving grace, about grace, sorry, is that God gives us grace, which I will call the enabling grace. The enabling grace. Now, this enabling grace, I can define it as this is divine enablement of God, or rather divine gifting or divine ability or charisma that comes from the Holy Spirit. So, how can I, let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 9 to 10. Let us just pick some two verses there and then we'll capture that. So just 1 Corinthians chapter 15, so that we can look and have an understanding of this divine enablement and this enabling grace. So when Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 to 14, it says, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." So I wanted, okay, let me just continue. "Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so we have believed." Okay, let me just stop there, yeah. For, maybe just to read it also in NLT, it says from verse 9, "For I am the least of the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted the God's church." Verse 10, "But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor on me, and not without results. For I have worked harder than all any other of the other apostles. Yet it was not I, but God who was working through me by his grace. So it makes no difference whether I preach or they preach, for we all preach the same message you have already received." Okay, so let me explain that. There are two aspects of grace that are portrayed here. The first, in verse 10, it says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain." So Paul was recognizing that where he is, first of all, is just by the loving kindness, the loving favor, the unmerited favor that God chose him. You understand? Because he considers himself the least of the apostles. It was not because he persecuted the church of God. But he says that, and his grace. So this mercy that God gave him was not in vain, that he did not take the grace of God in vain. He did not take the mercy or the kindness that God expressed in him in vain. "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God." Now, this second grace of God, which was with me, he's speaking about the divine enablement of God. So you can see, some people will argue that because I am under grace, I don't need to do anything. And that is a wrong understanding of grace. When to you, grace means that, oh, I didn't need to do this. Oh, the grace is sufficient. Oh, and we'll also look at where the grace is sufficient. Oh, I don't need to give offering because I'm under grace. Oh, I don't need to fast because I'm under grace. Oh, I don't need to give my tithes because I'm under grace. Grace does not excuse us from our responsibilities and from the things that God wants us to do. Paul is telling us, the teacher of grace is telling us that, "I labored more abundantly than they all." So in as much as he was under grace, or God had shown him mercy, God had shown him favor, it was not a license for him to be lazy. It was not a license for him to be indisciplined. It was not a license for him to do nothing about his salvation. But it is that grace, it was an enablement that God gave him to labor all the more. That's why he says, "I labored all the more, but it was not me that labored, but it was the grace of God. It was the divine enablement which was with me." It was God's divine enablement that enabled him to labor for the gospel. And remember how much he labored. You can see he tells us, "Oh, I was beaten 3 times. I was shipwrecked. I don't know how many times. Many times I faced dangers. I face the dangers of animals. I face the dangers of, you know, being under the different people. And this you can read in the scriptures. I'll get you for you where it is, where he speaks of the various labors. But he labored in various ways, and he suffered, and you know. Yeah, so this is 2 Corinthians. You can just read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 21 to 30, where he speaks of the sufferings that he went through, and where he was, he labored, he was beaten beyond measure, he was in prison more frequent, he was in death often, and of the Jews, he was whipped 40 minus 1 lashes, he was beaten with rods, he was stoned, he suffered shipwreck 3 times, night and day. He has been in the deep, in journeyings, in perils of water, in robbers, in perils of his own countrymen, in perils by the heathen or the Gentiles, perils in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea. So he went through a lot of suffering. He went through various sufferings, but he recognizes that it was not him, but it was the grace in him that worked in him. It was the grace of God in him. It was the divine enablement of God. Now, when we say that grace is sufficient, so that is also another area that I want us to look at. And remember when Paul was facing this challenge in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where he describes that because of the surpassing great revelations that he was getting, a thorn in the flesh was sent to him. And this, if you just go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and from verse 7, it says that, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted beyond above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So you can see, he asked God 3 times, please take away this thorn from the flesh. But God's answer to him was, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So grace, as we can see here, is the divine enablement, is godly enablement, enablement from the Spirit of God to do his work, to do his ministry. You understand? So this enablement is that inner power, inner grace that God gives you to do his work. So grace is the one that works in us. So as we said, it is not, people want to use it as an excuse not to fulfill the requirements of God, but it is not an excuse. Rather, it is an enablement for you to fulfill the works of God. So if you need to fast, all you need to ask God, I pray that you give me the grace to be able to fast. And God will give you the grace to fast. It does not mean that because you're under grace, you no longer need to fast or you no longer need to pray. But now as you pray, you're given grace to pray. You're given the enablement. You're given the strength to pray. Now, I want us to also look at another aspect of grace, which I will consider it the teaching grace, or rather the grace that helps us to live holy lives. And this we can see from Titus chapter 2 from verse 11 to 12 and to 13. Titus chapter 2 from verse 11 to 12 and 13. And this I will consider the teaching grace, or rather the grace that helps us to live our holy life. And then we'll link it with Jude 1 verse 20. So Titus chapter 2 verse 11, it says that, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men." So this, the first part is the grace that brings salvation. Remember, grace is the one that chooses you, the one that shows you mercy, is the one that enables you, it gives you the ability to live, or rather to do God's work. When you're facing challenges, it will give you that strength. It will help you to fulfill God's covenant, because the Jews were unable to meet the covenant, but the grace comes to give you the ability to meet it and even beyond. Okay, so verse 12, it says, "Teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And looking forward to that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. If I read from NLT, it says, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to people, to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures, that we should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed." So we can see that the grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness and unrighteousness, and to live self-controlled and upright lives in this present world. So the grace of God, it comes to teach us. He comes to teach us, because the reality is grace is the Holy Spirit. Grace is a person. Grace is we call him the Spirit of Grace. If you read Hebrews just chapter 10 verse 29, when he says that how much judgment will you face if you insult the Spirit of Grace? That means you insult God, you insult a person. When we insult the Spirit of Grace, that means we are insulting the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit teaches us to say, to deny no to ungodliness, to deny ungodliness, and to deny worldly passions, and to live self-controlled and upright lives. So we can see there's this aspect of the grace of God that teaches us. So anyone who is walking with God, anyone who is having a relationship with God, will get to a point where God will start to teach them new things in Scripture. So if you have not been taught, ask God. God, speak to me and teach me. Even for you, as you're reading the Bible, ask God to teach you, and he will teach you. And I said I wanted to link it up quickly with the book of Jude, so that we can see this other aspect of grace. And this, I want us to read Jude has only one chapter, verse 24. And it says that, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with great joy." So, as we've been seeing, as God teaches us, as the grace of God teaches us, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to live self-controlled and upright lives. The Bible also tells us that God himself, through the Holy Spirit, is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless, without fault, before his presence with great joy. So that means God will be the one who will present us, or rather Jesus will present us to the Father and say, "This is my beloved bride that I died for." So your salvation is kept by the grace of God. It not only saves you, it not only enables you, it not only gives you the teaching, it not only teaches you, but it also keeps you from falling. So the grace of God keeps you from falling and enables you, empowers you to live self-controlled and upright lives. And so here, as you can see, it is not that the grace is there to excuse you from sin. And you find some people use the grace of God wrongly. They say, okay, let me sleep, the grace is there. Oh, let me commit adultery, the grace is there. Let me commit immorality, the grace is there. No, that is the wrong teaching of grace. But rather, the grace is there so you are able to overcome immorality. The grace is there so you are able to overcome stealing. The grace is there so you are able to overcome anger issues. The grace is there. So it is a divine enablement. It is a teaching that teaches you the right thing. It also keeps you from falling. So the grace sustains you. And that's where you can find even a point where you have chosen, let me fall today. You will find that God will block those avenues that you wanted to fall in and keep you, because it is Him who is able to keep you from falling. So the understanding that we must have of grace, it is not a license for sin or immorality, but rather it is an enablement to live that righteous life, to know the righteous requirements of God, of the law, to fulfill them. It is an enablement that chooses us, that gives us ability, that gives us giftings, unique giftings. And remember, it is also the starting point of our salvation, that it is the choosing of God. And also it is the one that gives us that unmerited favor. And I will also say that grace is a person. Grace is the Holy Spirit. So when you say someone is fallen from grace, for me, what I understand that means is a person who has left that place where God has given him that enablement, where God's Spirit is, and has decided to operate on their own abilities and operate on their own flesh. Let us quickly look at Galatians chapter 3 so that we can balance that, and then we will try and conclude with John, where we will see who is the source of all grace. So in Galatians chapter 3, and Paul is addressing the Galatians, and he, verse 3, verse 1, it says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This would I only learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, you are now made perfect in the flesh. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness." So the Galatians, when Paul came to preach to them, he taught them faith, he taught them the message of grace, he taught them that miracles were done in them by the grace of God, the obedience was by the grace of God, they received salvation by the grace of God, by hearing of faith, but then they were now going back into circumcision, fulfilling, trying to believe that salvation is what they will do, like getting circumcised is what will save them, but there they missed it. So you must differentiate that it is only grace that saves us. It is only grace that does the miracles. It's not our effort, but grace enables us to do the things that are required of God. So we have works after salvation that are enabled by the Holy Spirit and by the grace of God. But the works that we do don't lead us to salvation. They don't make us saved. But the works that we do after salvation are a product of that indwelling grace, indwelling Spirit of God in us that enables us to do that. So just have that distinction. And the last aspect that I want to look at is in the book of John, and we're going to read the Gospel of John chapter 1, and we'll just look at from verse 14. And the Bible tells us that, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, and verse 15, John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for because he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received grace for grace." Verse 17, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So we can see that Jesus came from the Father full of grace and truth. He came full of grace and truth, full of the mercy of God, full of the loving kindness of God, full of the divine election of God, full of the teaching of God, full of the enablement of God, and all these aspects that we've been talking about. All this, Christ Jesus came from the Father full of grace and truth. And remember, grace and truth has to be balanced. If you're believing in the grace of God, your life also has to reflect the truth of that grace. So your life reflects that you are believing in grace and you're living under grace. And we can see that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And out of the fullness of God, out of the fullness of Jesus, each of us have received grace for grace, or grace in the place of grace, so or grace in addition to grace. So wherever you are with the things of God, where you are, the grace that you've received, I can assure you that as you commit yourself to God, as you continue being in the place of prayer, more grace is added, more grace is added, more grace is added. And his grace, his enablement, his ability, his teaching, his favor on you continues to be added for you, such that you can fulfill the work that God wants you to do. So grace is available. It is all that we need to do is ask of him. So the grace that we have, there's a grace for prayer. And maybe just finally, you can just look at that in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And it says, Zechariah 12, verse 10, it says, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications." There is speaking of the spirit of grace being at the grace of prayer. So God is able to pour out upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the house of David, the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Yeah, and I will just leave that verse there. I think that has been something that's a lot to digest, but I will ask you to go back and listen to it and just take some notes on it. And that I pray that God has brought you to the understanding that grace is not an excuse, but rather that grace is an enablement to fulfill what God expects us to do. And he gives us the grace. More grace is given. Out of the fullness of the grace, we have received grace in place of grace. And lastly, I will say, you must balance grace with truth. You cannot say you're living under grace and you're not living in truth. Grace and truth are like twins. They must be together. And these are two sides of the same coin. And even in our preaching, let us be balanced. Let us preach the grace of God, which completely is the unmerited favor of God, for which we do nothing for it. And let us also preach the other side of the coin, which is the truth, where people need to live lives that reflect that they have believed and they have received the grace of God and they have received the mercy of God, and now they are living in obedience to that truth of God. So this is a delicate balance, and I pray that God will help you expound on it. And even in another time, if God gives us the grace, we'll be able to expound on the delicate balance of grace and truth. So I think that is my message for today. And my brother, you're welcome for any comments or reflections.
So that Dr. Mama, indeed, Paul says that even being a Christian is by the grace of God. Everything we do in the name of God is by His grace. It's not our making or our might. I think he also goes further to say that the grace of God for salvation is not for ourselves, but to do service,
yes,
to do God's work, part of those around. Yeah, so I think it's a new revelation for me today, because again, as Christians, we always thought that once you have the grace of God, you're all sufficient. It's you don't want to, and that's where the common sayings are. You know, and we misinterpret when we say that the journey to heaven is a personal journey. You go alone and all that. So you personalize the grace of God, and you know, like, okay, since I'll be going alone in heaven, so let me focus on my own self. I think that is a wrong way, from what I'm understanding from Paul, of perceiving grace. So yeah, I think that's what I can say about this.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and for sure, I love how you've put it, that it's not for ourselves. Grace is, and I think I've had this statement, I think, by one of the apostles, that grace is placed on men for men. I'm not sure if it's Suleiman or Kula, but they said grace is placed on men for men. That means God places his grace on you to fulfill something that is needed on the earth. So that is a divine enablement to fulfill ministry. And ministry is for the people. So let us remember that grace is power, grace is strength. Grace is ability that comes from God. And when you find that you have it, it is not, yes, the gift in itself will make room for you. It will bless you. But it is not that you will merchandise it. And I pray that one day we will also have a teaching on how to address and how to deal with the spiritual gifts, and what is the balance of how to learn with the spiritual gifts. So I welcome you to follow this channel on Facebook, on YouTube, subscribe, share, and I know if it's a blessing to you, that it shall also be a blessing to others. And let's keep meeting at the same time tomorrow, as God allows us, and keep in touch. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you. I honor your holy name. I thank you for your grace. Thank you for your teaching today, that it is by your grace that you've saved us. It is by your grace that you've called us. It is by your grace that you've shown us mercy. And Father, I thank you for that brother or sister who needs to come to that throne of grace and mercy to receive mercy and grace for their time of need. I pray that you may release grace and mercy for them. Indeed, when we come to you in mercy, in forgiveness, for mercy, that Lord, you forgive us. You grant us the grace where we have failed to fulfill our parts, O God. Indeed, you show us mercy and you forgive us, O God. And I thank you that you have chosen us, not of our own human effort, not of our own ability, not of our own strength, but Lord, it is your grace, forgiveness, and mercy that continues to teach us, to walk with us, and to direct us, O God. And I pray even for them that need grace to fulfill anything that requires of the ministry, be it for men, be it for works of service, be it for miracles, I pray that you may give us that grace, because you've told us in your word that out of the fullness of your grace, we have all received grace in place of grace. And I pray for the wisdom and for the ability to balance it with our lives that reflect truth, and that we shall not take the grace of God in vain, but we shall labor all the more, and we shall even know and still recognize that it is not us that labored, but it is the grace of God that is at work in us. And for that, we give you all the glory, all the honor and adoration. Thank you for your help over us, and continue to guide us and strengthen us, even as we do our things and the day ahead. Cover us, keep us, and watch over us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. God bless.